I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
What's up, everybody? How you doing today? Hope you are staying warm out there and safe on those roads with a little blustery snow this afternoon. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a packed lineup today. I will get to that in just a moment. But I did want to let you all know that the State of the State address from Governor Tony Evers is going to happen this evening. And of course, Civic Media's got you covered. That address starts at 7 p.m. We're going to have special coverage of the speech, including the Republican legislative response, as well as analysis. Join Civic Media's Todd Alba, political editor Dan Schaefer, and members of the Civic Media News team, as well as Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow for this very special coverage of the 2025 State of the State address. Find out what you and our fellow Wisconsinites can expect from our state government this year, from Governor Tony Evers, as well as the Republican legislative leaders. Again, that coverage will kick off just before 7 p.m. And that coverage will be across Civic Media's News Talk Radio Network and, of course, always available on the Civic Media app. In addition, Civic Media is encouraging our listeners who may be looking for ways to help folks that have been impacted by the wildfires in Southern California to check out Convoy of Hope, a nonprofit that's helping to provide immediate relief to those who are most in need. You can check it out at the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us and click on the banner at the top of the website for more information. Let me let you know what we're doing today, because I'm really excited for the show. We're covering a lot of important things. Yesterday, I closed out the show by promising you that I was going to talk about one of the glaring omissions from all of the Donald Trump hullabaloo on Inauguration Day and the speeches and the rallies and the executive orders. It's weird, right? Because nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class. Specifically, one of the biggest problems facing you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, is the cost of housing in this country. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Watched the rally garbage. Nary a word about housing prices. Isn't that weird? I thought he ran on something about, you know, like the price of eggs and helping middle class families. I guess not. And here's the thing. There are things that are happening in the housing industry that are making it impossible for people to afford safe and sufficient housing. And it is kind of a racket. Would it surprise you to know that some of the richest companies in the world have something to do with this racket and driving the housing prices up? Would it surprise you to know that there might be an algorithm or two involved? Yes, probably not. I'm going to break down what's going on because it is happening right here in the state of Wisconsin, in our very backyard. If you or somebody you know has had problems making rent, finding an affordable unit, especially if you've got a young family, man, have you gone out there and tried to find like a family-sized apartment or single-family house to rent? It is nearly impossible, and we haven't even gotten into the actual price of housing. So I'm going to break that down in this first half hour for you because, again, it is happening right here in our backyard. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. So that's going to come up right away, top of the show here, but let me let you know what else we've got lined up. We've got a good friend of Civic Media. His name is Robert Pilot. He hosts Native Roots Radio every day from 8 to 9 p.m. You can find it across the Civic Media Talk Network. I've asked him to join me today to talk about President Biden's commutation of the sentence of a First Nation activist, Leonard Peltier. If you don't know who Mr. Peltier is and why he is so important to Native Americans and First Nation peoples in the United States, Robert's got us all covered. So I'm really excited to have that conversation. At 3 o'clock, we've got Emily's List joining us. You know, there's been a couple of things that Donald Trump has done in the last, I don't know, 2-3 days that might whittle away at, you know, the role of women in government, women's rights, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to discuss that with Sarah Spain of Emily's List. And of course, because it's Wednesday, we've got our brand new segment. That's going to be at 3:30. I call it Over the Hump in Trump. I have a special treat for all of you. If you've been listening to my show, you know that I absolutely love baseball. There's a little bit of news relevant to Brewers baseball that happened today. Boy, we've got some great sound for you and some memories that I want to share with you and a message about how we can all connect as we move forward in this second Trump administration. So we've got you covered all afternoon. Let's get into it, everybody. If you don't know me, my name's Maggie Dawn. I'm your friendly lawyer, lady, economist, and commentator here on Civic Media Radio. You can find me from 2 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. Let's get into this. Do you or someone you know have a problem affording housing? It is basically an issue for nearly everyone I know. Even my extremely well-to-do friends are very shocked by the costs of housing, especially in places like Madison, Green Bay, La Crosse, even Wausau, and of course the city of Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha. It seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Many of the people that I know that are Generation Z or Millennial or Zillennials, they're like, I'm never owning a house. It's just not going to happen because it's so gosh darn expensive. So let's start to dig into why, because I think this matters to each and every one of us. And it also matters because we need to hold this next president accountable. He promised to help the middle class. Is he actually going to do that? Because number one on the list here is, what are you doing about the cost of housing, dear Mr. 47th president? Because there are some really disturbing things going on. One of the things that I noted was just during that first week of January, so just 2 weeks ago, on January 7th, the Department of Justice filed an expansive lawsuit against a number of property ownership companies that have big national footprints. There are two of them relevant to the state of Wisconsin. One is called the Willow Bridge Property Company, and the other one is Graystar Real Estate Partners. These two companies own tons of apartments in Milwaukee and Madison. So here's what the Department of Justice is accusing them of doing. You may have heard me talk about this before. It's called price fixing. You know, when a bunch of rich people get together, or rich companies, and decide to jack up prices over the level that they would be in a normal supply and demand capitalistic economy to gouge consumers. Here, people that need housing, which is, last I checked, pretty much everybody. So they effectively engage in price fixing and price elevation. Well, how do they do this, right? Because there's just so many apartment units and single family homes for rent across the country. How would you ever, amass such a huge amount of data and information? How would you coordinate that? Aha, here's where the algorithms come in, of course. Both Willow Bridge Property Company and Graystar Real Estate Partners use a controversial property management software system called RealPage. Okay, everyone remember this name, RealPage. In fact, if you're going to rent an apartment anywhere in the state of Wisconsin, especially Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Kenosha, Wausau, Racine, et cetera, La Crosse, ask the property management company, do you guys subscribe to RealPage? Because if they do, you may be getting gouged on the price of the apartment. If you've got questions or comments as I move through all of this information, feel free to join us, 855-75-CIVIC. It's 855-752-4842. I bet all of you out there know somebody that is struggling to pay for their housing or even find affordable housing. It's an everybody, everywhere kind of situation here in the United States and here in Wisconsin. Here is the deal. RealPage software basically is a pay-to-subscribe service, okay? What landlords do is they submit some of their information about the rents that they charge. RealPage runs some fancy pants algorithm, and out pops, you know, what rent range a landlord may be able to charge. Here's what the Journal Sentinel coverage of this lawsuit says. Landlords who pay to use RealPage's services upload granular information about their rent pricing and lease terms into RealPage's system. At least this is what the Justice Department alleges. In turn, RealPage uses that data to help other landlords in the same area determine the highest price they could charge a prospective tenant. So the algorithm, in essence, gives all of the landlords that subscribe to this a competitive or negotiating advantage over every single tenant or would-be tenant. And it allows them to often artificially price the price of rent way above what it would otherwise be without this, price fixing collusion that is facilitated by this algorithm developed by RealPage. That is the gist of it. You start looking into how many units these types of companies own nationwide, and it is absolutely breathtaking in scope. Here in Wisconsin, most of their property ownership of these two companies is centralized or concentrated in Milwaukee and Madison. But you go to like Sunbelt states, especially coming out of the pandemic when people were like, oh, well, if I can work from home permanently, I want to move somewhere where it's not so crappy out, you know, where it's not 12 degrees outside and blustery, snowy all the time. And it is permeated. The landlords that are using RealPage are just dominating the rental markets in a lot of these places. So what does this end up doing? It ends up driving up rental prices for both apartments and single family homes. So you got the algorithm, you got big tech again, gouging your pocket. There are a number of other factors going on here as well. I'm gonna get to those after we take care of a little bit of business. You got a question, a comment, something you're concerned about here, give us a call, 855-752-4842. Do you know someone? Have you struggled to find affordable housing in Wisconsin? We want to hear from you. It matters to everybody because this is an everywhere, everybody kind of issue, especially here in Wisconsin. My name's Maggie Dawn, where we bring you real news and great conversation every day right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.